Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed how many times the Old Testament says God remembered a person or a covenant? For example, God said to Noah and to his sons, "And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth." Genesis 9:15-16. Does God forget some ideas or covenants and had to be reminded of those ideas or covenants? The Lord does not forget. So what is the meaning of the word remember when it is used of God? Dr. H.C. Leupold's commentary, Exposition of Genesis, provides an excellent explanation. In this expressive sense, remember is often used, implying a remembering in kindness, granting requests, protecting, delivering. Volume 1, page 308. God assured Moses that he had established his covenant with the Israelites to give them the land of Canaan, the land of the pilgrimage of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He adds, "And I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." Exodus 6:4-5. During their more than 400 years in Egypt, the Israelites must have wondered many times if God had forgotten His promise to deliver them from bondage. There is much about God's ways we do not understand and cannot explain. But we know one of the reasons He allowed the Egyptians to keep the Jews in bondage, and that is, it was God's way of disciplining them to ascertain if they would be faithful to Him. We know God disciplines those whom He loves, even as a father the son in whom He delights. Proverbs 3:11-12. The 400 years the Israelites were in captivity show how cruel some people can be. The Egyptians had placed burdens on the children of God that were almost impossible to bear. Thousands of Jews died because of the oppression they experienced. It was almost impossible for the Israelites to have a normal family life. The parents were worked unmercifully, and so were many of the children and young people. The Israelites brought many of the hardships on themselves by their rebellion against God, but that did not make their burdens any easier to carry. But God heard the groaning of the children of Israel. He determined to use Moses to lead the nation to freedom in Canaan. The Egyptians had misused and abused the Israelite people. They had the authority to kill anyone who was rebellious. God wanted His people relieved of the oppression they had endured for more than 400 years. God told Moses, "I have remembered my covenant." Exodus 6:5. We know that does not mean He had forgotten it. God cannot forget. But it was time for Him to bring His people into Canaan and to provide the blessings He had promised their forefathers. The Lord commanded Moses, "Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments." Exodus 6:6. The outstretched arm means the power God would use in convincing the Egyptians to let the Israelites go. The great judgments were the plagues God sent on Egypt as punishment for their mistreating His people. I am sure you remember what these plagues were. They were designed to show the Egyptian Pharaoh that God was in control, not the Pharaoh. You can rest assured that the final judgment will show just how cruel and abusive the Egyptians were. We thank you for listening to our lesson today. May God continue to bless and keep you.